Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Smooth drama. You're here with Buddy Picasso.
Big Roger.
On smooth drama.
Smooth drama.
Smooth.
Smooth. Smooth.
I said smooth.
Okay.
Smooth.
Like a baby's bottom.
Yeah, well, it depends on whose baby's bottom you're talking about.
Well, I hate to see the hairy bottom.
I know. I have seen some hairy baby bottoms, though.
Baby got a hairy ass coming out.
Monkey? Monkey?
Yeah. No,
yeah,
not
for
the monkey.
Yeah.
Not
okay.
Today.
Not today. Why not? Not
that
monkey today.
Not today.
Not today. Not today. Yeah, not today, people. He doesn't want to mess with baby bottoms today.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as always, here at Smooth Drama, we welcome you. We welcome your calls. We have a special show tonight. We have a Debbie Desmond from
Beat Swap Productions, and he is a producer, and has produced for, how do you say that, RZA?
The RZA.
What?
The RZA.
The RZA?
Yeah.
The RZA. Wu-Tang Clan. I always get that wrong. And
how can you mess up Wu-Tang Clan?
Wu-Tang Clan. Okay, yeah. If I say it wrong, let's say it slowly.
That's why
I do Big Asian. Hold on a second. Whatever. And he produced for a couple tracks for KRS-One.
Wu Tang Clan ain't nothing.
What?
Yeah.
No, he didn't. Stop.
Right. What? I got skills.
On the basketball court. Maybe.
Oh, you admitting that?
No, I said maybe. You hear the maybe at the end.
Okay. Now, don't forget that. I've heard of your exploits on the court.
I told you.
Described by
I can only make shots if no one's running around me, and I'm standing still.
Mm.
And I have admitted my shortcomings on the basketball court. I told you. I can only make shots if no one's running around, you know, around me, and I'm not moving, and I don't have to bounce the ball.
Yeah, so
anyway, you can send your topics in to
smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com.
And we welcome your calls, especially when, you know, we have a guest. If you want to call in and ask any type of question, you could give us a call at
646-929-2037.
We promise we'll answer the phone when you call. So,
well, if you're feeling particularly chatty, you can jump into one of our chat rooms, one at Blog Talk Radio, under our show Smooth Drama. You can jump in there and ask any questions you feel like.
Or you could blog us in the chat room. If you're in the chat room and watching our broadcast on Smooth Drama TV, we, you know, it's a bit small, but we do try and read those questions and ask them out loud. We do prefer that you call in, though. You know, that'd be nice. So.
But if you're going to type in huge font, because...
And different colors.
Right, Butter is blind as hell.
Uh-huh. So I can see glasses on. Sport my glasses. So.
Yeah.
But we do prefer, you know, you call in to 646-929-2037. And to stay up to date on future shows and things that we got coming up, you could text the word
smooth drama to the number 41411 on your mobile device.
Yay!
Also, something that I haven't talked about in a while, it's hurting my heart that I haven't been able to talk about this. You know, we were trying to have the thong contest, but
he hasn't received any pictures.
Obviously, there was no real interest. I even tried to subtly bring up that last week was bikini week.
You didn't bring that up.
Yes, I did. You sleep.
Oh.
It was bikini week. Bikini week in San Diego. Now, you know, because I encourage expression.
Express yourself by wearing a bikini.
Right. Well,
I go for
it's about love movement. You know how I'm about
the love movement.
You know, if you can express yourself fully, that means you're showing love for yourself.
The love for yourself.
People.
By wearing a bikini.
Pretty much, yeah.
And sending the picture to dick@smoothdrama.com.
Now, as I mentioned last week, if you're one of the fellas and you want to
send a bikini shot,
send that to Butter.
Go ahead and do that. I can't guarantee that it'll even make it to my inbox. I might hit delete even before.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that if it shows up in mine, I'm hunting you down.
We're going to announce it on the show, put it on the front page of the website, and we'll make a t-shirt out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm not wearing it.
And on the back, it's going to say, co-host Dick and Butter.
It's just the king.
By one of Dick's fans.
Right. Speaking, I'm going to get back to that love movement thing.
It's all love movement.
Yeah. Want to be a little different. We don't want to be about this kind of love. Where Mercer County Sheriff Department let an inmate, you know, out because he was supposed to get married.
Okay.
Well, Manuel Victor Guzman, who's a 29-year-old convicted burglar, was given a 4-hour pass from Mercer County Jail so he can get married. Unfortunately, he never got married, and he never returned to jail. His fiance said he didn't show up for the wedding.
And let her out once. Okay.
They gave him a 4-hour pass. So he can,
do they do that often? I swear, I'm back.
Yeah, I'm coming back. All right.
I'm coming back.
I'm stuck on how they let him out with no supervision.
Well, do they do that normally?
Right. Maybe he had good behavior, whatever. They thought he
was. Isn't that what parole for?
Right. So, that's it. Now, anyone with information on Mr. Guzman, not you people that are part of the No Snitch movement. Yeah, you know that movement. Well, first you can contact authorities at 209-385-7444.
What's that again?
209-385-7444.
Very good.
Of course, that's only if you're not part of the
No Snitch
Network.
Movement.
Yeah, you know that dumbass movement where people actually believe that you shouldn't snitch.
Okay.
On these damn criminals out here.
Right. Uh-oh.
which kills me because I'm like, hold on a second.
My cat.
We're people are getting shot, you know, and I can understand if it was somebody that was like political that the police is trying to set up whatnot, you know, them as an innocent person. But you know, this whole no snitch on folks that is like straight up fucking
gangsta.
Criminals. No, they ain't.
Not gangsters.
Gangsta is commercial nowadays. Mm. You know, these dudes is just straight up murdering. Like the guy that shot and killed the pregnant woman about 3 weeks back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about that couple that for years they were moving the dead body of their 11-year-old daughter? Or their daughter, who was 11 at the time that she died, for a year. They would bury her, and then when they moved, dig her up from the backyard. And then move and rebury. And they finally got caught. I don't know how they got caught, but did you hear about that?
No, I ain't heard about that.
I just heard about that on the news the other day. And I was like, what the hell?
Let me get this correct. They buried their daughter, they dug her back up.
Uh-huh.
And then moved the body and buried it again.
They moved residence and dug.
Oh, so they dug her again and buried her again in the new residence.
Yeah, for a year they were doing, and then they moved again when they dug her up and they buried her. Every time they moved, they dug her up, moved, reburied.
What? I'm gonna say either there's some psychotic drugs.
Isn't that just awful? For a year.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know how they got caught.
Well, digging up shit in the yard, and it looks like eventually somebody's going to see you digging in the damn yard.
In the backyard?
Any yard. There's no view folks out there, I mean.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not trying to, you know, look over my fence. Yeah, I hear a dog barking.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though.
Know, yeah.
Every neighborhood has got, you know, a collection of nosy motherfuckers.
Yeah, well.
You got to see everything.
My neighbors look over
right, exactly.
Right. Can't wait to have that pajama party, pajama barbecue party. That'll just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to go, you know, I've been thinking about stuff.
Uh-oh.
Lately. I've been doing a little thinking.
You've been doing a little thinking.
I've been doing a little thinking.
What?
Yeah, no. What's you know that? How you was talking about, you know, we just got through talking about people that burying the daughter.
Yeah, digging them up.
Digging them up over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm trying to wrap my head around serial killers. You know, it's just, I mean, there's the killing part,
mm-hmm.
but I'm trying to wrap myself, well, not trying to wrap myself, but trying to figure out what makes somebody walking down the street
an imbalance of chemicals.
Look at somebody and say, that's the person that I'm going to kill.
Yeah, well, it's an imbalance of chemicals in people. But, and then, thank you very much. My goodness.
Yeah, we talk about imbalance of chemicals. I'm feeling that. I got you there. But we talking about people killing strangers for no reason whatsoever.
Well, you're talking about, well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it
solves the whole headache, the head drug thing, maybe. I don't know. You don't know what, do you? Oh, you studied sociology.
Yeah, I'm, you know, it's the study of people.
Right.
You start talking about.
Well, I'm talking about psychology and studying a person's mind and
right.
how it works. Because I was thinking you studied that, but you studied the study of people. You know, I don't think they really, really, really can explain. Really.
It's hard to explain irrationality.
Yeah. That may, you know, sometimes it's the way a person is born. I don't know. And then they're trying to say it's in a person's blood, their DNA. which I don't know about that one.
You know, I mean, but that's just like saying somebody, well, yeah, I guess it'd be controversial for some folks when people say somebody is born homosexual.
Right.
More than I'm born heterosexual.
Right.
Don't believe that.
Right. You're, I think you're
right.
Molded into that.
Right. I mean, you know,
or the way you're raised.
Life
and
experiences.
Yeah.
And then,
what your environment also.
Right. No biggie. It's,
right.
It's just, I mean.
We are conditioned by our environment.
Yeah, but what environment?
Our surroundings.
I mean, we all have the same environment. And I guess.
Our surroundings.
Our surroundings, environment, you know. You look at some serial killers have been people who live normal and quote-unquote productive lives.
Yeah.
And then there's some who, like, well, they were beat to death or they just
right.
had...
There was some issue, underlying issue that caused it. But, they, you know, you can read all those studies and
yeah,
everybody's different.
It's not about
everybody's
study.
Different.
It's, you know...
Everyone's just different. That's
yeah.
all. That's all there is to it. Everyone
yeah.
has... different genetic makeup and just things all made up differently and the mind just works in a mysterious way.
Well, it's like, now we look at our society and we talk about, I like to touch on women's rights, but not, and I always think about, like, double standards. You know, like, of course, if you like to have sex, you know, you're considered a harlot or a garden tool, whereas a man...
He's a stud.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah, I know.
I've never...
But that's stud.
Yeah. Well, some people are studs. Some people are studs. Actually, me and my homie Mongoose was having a little conversation at lunch today. You know, he was talking about, you know, the kinder, gentler way we can talk about flirting and being flirtatious and whatnot. And what he's saying is, what he was saying, I'm giving my homie Mondo, I'm giving you credit, homie. He says that when he's trying to talk to a lot of women, he's motivating. He wants to motivate you.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but when he's giving you props, saying
mm-hmm.
you're beautiful, you're fine, you know, like
uh-huh.
when guys are whistling at you, whatnot. He said they're motivating you to keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
I know, of course.
Mongoose?
There's women out there who
Mongoose.
Don't think of it like that.
Mongoose.
What? Hey.
Yeah, that's a thought.
You know, I mean, I'm motivating you. I'm looking at you like, girl, you looking good.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we're going to play this song produced by, excuse me, Desi Desmond, and the artist is the RZA.
The RZA.
So the name of the song is Long Time Coming, and after we play the song, we're going to give Des a call and, cute shit a little bit. So here's the song.
Thank you. Have reached the voicemail box of 702-612-8902. To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
Okay.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording,
welcome back to Smooth Drama, where my co-host, we'll just say that she's technology deficient.
Yeah, okay, we're going to try that one more time. There we go. Okay, do I have the right number now?
And just gave out.
Okay.
Just gave out somebody else's number.
That was
so cute. Yeah. So, please don't prank call. He might want to fight you.
Oops.
Hello?
Des.
Yo.
Hi there, it's Butter Pecan and my co-host, Dick Hugger.
What's going on?
How are you?
Cool drama, man.
I'm good.
I just called the wrong person.
You did what?
I just called the wrong person.
Yeah, she just put the wrong person's number all over the net. It's all good.
That's hilarious.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Just working. What's going on?
All right. Well, we just got through playing your song, Whatnot. It's pretty nice. You know, I definitely like the style. And, well, as a longtime hip hop guy, I want to ask you, as a producer, I mean, I'm producer deficient, obviously. That's the reason why you're a professional and I'm not. what goes into your head when you, like, putting beats together?
Shit, man. All kinds of shit. I just sit there and just do what I do, man. I don't think of one thing or anything like that, man. I just try to create music that feels good, you know, and present it to the artist.
Okay, so, like, you know, like, because I'm always thinking, like, I don't know if it's something where you, I know some people, you say you put it to the artist, and then there are some people you can think of an artist and think of, okay, this is their style, and I'm going to make a beat to their style. I mean, do you do something like that?
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes if I have the opportunity to actually get it to that artist, I'll do that, or I'll go through the library that I already have, you know, and figure out who I hear on it, whether, you know, it's RZA, KRS-One, T.I., you know, anyone.
Who do you want to work with?
Who do I want to work with?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'd like to work with Dr. Dre, Timberland.
Oh, okay.
All right, so who have you worked with?
I work with RZA, with KRS-One, with, I just did a song last night with Gilly the Kid out of Philly.
Okay.
So, yeah, man, I've just been working on projects like that, and then I just wrapped up a project with this new artist called Optimus, who was signed to DJ Lethal a couple of years back, and the whole La Coca Nostra click and all that.
Okay, so have you done any mixtapes or anything?
Have I done any mixtapes?
Yeah, you know how they
go. Yeah, I used to do a lot of that. When I was back over in Boston, I used to do a lot of the mixtapes. And I mean, now I just mostly do records for the artists and albums, you know what I mean, more placements. But, I mean, every once in a while, I do mixtapes.
Okay. Well, I've always wondered, like, mixtapes, is that something where you get a lot of the people that you wanted to work with and say, hey, you know, I got these songs? And I always wonder how mixtapes are put together.
Well, I mean, you know, mixtapes are supposed to be for promotional use, you know. So it's like most of the artists do it for the love, for where you're not making money off it, versus, you know, the album you have to get everyone to sign off on it, sign a release, basically, you know. So you have to go through all the different companies or whoever's on the song. So the mixtape thing is just more easy to leak it out to where it needs to go, you know.
Okay. So if you, I know she asked who you'd like to work with. I was going to ask you, actually, you know, I know you get that standard question, who have you been influenced by? I mean, who, when you was coming up and you wanted to get into the game, who motivated you? What sound was you looking to capture?
I mean, when I was growing up, I was mostly listening to, you know, the first Chronic album, Doggy Style, from Snoop, KRS-One, South Bronx. I listened to a lot of different hip hop. I listened to other kinds like Stevie Wonder, you know. So a lot of different places, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to get get into this kind of guys, like, you know, to do things.
How long have you been doing this?
About 7 years now.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So are you an East Coast dude or a West Coast man?
The East Coast dude on the West Coast.
Answer your question.
Hey, man. You know, nothing wrong with that.
What brought you out to the West Coast?
Medical marijuana. No, I'm joking. I just came out to mostly just, you know, take the career further.
I guess I'll have to ask you that question because I've been asking, you know, doing my own informal survey. And marijuana and prostitution should be legalized. I guess I know.
Yeah, I agree.
We know part of the answer. What about the other half?
What did you say?
Do you think that marijuana and prostitution should be legalized?
And prostitution?
Yeah.
Hey. I don't really care for prostitution, but definitely, yeah.
The other person, yes.
Hey, you know.
I just go with the smoking on.
Right.
Yeah, he has a petition going. He thinks it should be legalized.
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that we should be legalized. I mean, because you know how you see all these drugs out there, these prescription drugs, and you see the side effects are worse than the shit that you have.
That's true.
I'm like, shit, if I'm already suffering from cancer or whatnot, I don't want something that's going to give me dry mouth and make me throw up and have bowel movements uncontrollably. I'm like, where is the cure in that shit? Whereas if you smoke some weed, you know, you feel good and you just get hungry.
Yeah, that's about it. Hungry, sleepy, happy.
Right. I've never understood it at all. I mean, all these different drugs that they show, I'm like, man, there's no way.
Well, how do you feel that if it becomes legal, the government taxing it?
How do I feel about them taxing it?
Uh-huh.
If that's what makes it legal, I don't mind it. That was maybe it would turn into a tax write-off. I don't know.
She's talking to you like you the drug dealer. Like.
Yeah, no, I don't run the stores. I just purchase goods from the store.
That wasn't the intention.
I mean, of course, you don't know how they package it. Like, there's the weed tax.
What?
You know, they got cigarette tax. You can buy cigarettes in the carton. Yeah, weed in the carton.
Not like that.
Where's that?
That would be an expensive pack of cigarettes.
I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to, you know, all those smoke shots. You see all those places with the colors of the smoke shots? They're going to start selling those in Texas.
Right.
Behind the counter.
All right. Well, you don't get off that. So, who? Now, I know you out there, and you probably get a chance to listen to a few artists here or there. Who are you listening to right now? Who do you think is hot and up and coming and you think can, you know, make something happen on the street as far as hip-hop goes?
I mean, there's a couple of people. I mean, as far as the new artist, Optimus, that we're working with, I mean, he's the truth as far as a real hip-hop artist, you know. So, you know, people like him, and there's some good people coming out of Boston, too. A group called Russia coming out of Boston. There's some real hip-hop dudes.
You called Russia?
What did you say?
You said his name is Russia?
No, the group is called Russia. I think it's Russia.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah,
he was thinking, you know, Russia.
Yeah.
No, not Russia.
Former Soviet Union. I was like, that's a different kind of name. But Russia.
You got it now?
Yeah.
Russia.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know.
Okay, so just checking.
You know, names mean a lot.
Now, are they working under, are you doing anything for them?
Yeah, well, I'm doing stuff for Optimus. I already did a couple of records for Russia. Oh. And yeah, they're signed with an artist called Mastech Miles out of Boston, who was signed to Rick Ross. So I mean, I'm sure they'll have some good things going on pretty soon.
Okay. So I know you said you've done some things with Optimus. I want to make sure I'm saying his name right. Optimus, you said?
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, so do you have, like I said, the DJs who have, or producers who make a compilation album, you got anything like that coming?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm working on that. You know, I don't have a release date or anything as far as that. But we are working on a project this year. And hopefully just trying to get, you know, some major artists like Snoop and Mike Jones and different artists like that and Ghostface Killah. So those are some of the people that I'm going after for the project. So we'll see what ends up, you know, getting on it.
Well, I definitely like your producing style. So I'd definitely be looking for you.
Dick Hugger is a true hip hop fan. Old hip hop.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. I like some recent guys too.
Okay.
It's just not a lot of them I can listen to. Or, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, and that's why talking to cats like yourself, you know, I would need some of y'all to hip me to some of the dudes that's coming up. You know, I'm a hip hop guy. I'm always looking for, you know, fresh takes.
Yeah, there's a new dude, Nipsey Hussle, out of LA that's coming up. There's a crazy buzz going right now. He should be doing something pretty soon.
What's that name?
You know, his name's Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
Can you remember that?
I can remember everything.
Okay. You say so. I know there are some things you try to forget.
Yeah, just because I'm trying to forget don't mean I don't remember them.
I think that's a man thing.
No, why are you going to go there?
Oh, did I go there?
Yeah, don't go there with that. It's a man.
It's a man. Now I got to move my neck, like, you know. It's a man thing.
All right, so you on the West Coast, where you based out of, L.A.?
Yeah, I'm in Hollywood.
Oh, you're in Hollywood?
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, that's... I was in Hollywood for a little bit. That's like the gayest place.
Oh, God.
No, for sure. That's West Hollywood.
They were very happy there.
That's West Hollywood. I don't go there. I go around town, the opposite way out of town.
No offense to those people who are gay like that.
Happy people.
Happy people.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very happy there.
Happy, jolly people. Yeah. I don't know. I don't notice it.
Good for them. Not me.
You know, Butter's planning the pajama party.
Pajama barbecue party.
Yeah, so we might send you an invitation and also try to get you up here to DJ and whatnot.
DJ.
Yeah, so we can get some good music.
Y'all
gonna be mad if I provide the music.
Why?
Well, where's this party at?
I'm all hip hop.
It's at the studio.
Booger Studio.
My backyard. No, pajama barbecue. That's it.
We'll see. We'll see what's going on.
That'll be fun.
Too hot.
Not right now. In a couple months or so.
Okay, then it'll be too cool.
What about pajamas on? Shit. Look, you don't have to be there. But we'll extend a special invite for you.
That's what's up.
Dick gonna invite all the honeys.
Why you can't invite the honeys?
I have one friend.
I'll bring the honeys.
All right.
Oh, your homies or honeys?
Honeys and some of my homies.
So I don't care about the honeys. Then, dude, I met your homies.
Wow.
gotta be short Japanese, man.
Short Japanese?
Yeah, there's a funny story there that we just ain't got time to talk about. It's right there. So you may need to my chain of thought.
Chain?
Yeah. So you I know you said you were a fan of music.
Well, yeah. He's the producer.
No, that's not true, because there could be some people who do stuff that don't mean they love it.
Yeah, they don't last long.
You understand what I'm saying, man? That there are some people, yeah, I can make some beats, but I might not like the genre. Just like you figure some of these CEOs, they're pushing these artists, but they don't love the shit. They love the money that they get.
Producer.
Yeah, I hear you. That's a whole other part of the game.
Right. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, ask your question.
Yeah.
Your question, damn it.
Right. So if you was gonna put something when you playing your music in your car, who you listening to?
What should be playing now?
Yeah, I'm just my
iPod?
If you was gonna pull like an album or a mixtape, what would be on Dan's mixtape?
Wouldn't that be
the all time great mixtape?
I listen to everyone in my car. I listen to T.I., Young Jeezy, Kanye, Snoop.
So, okay, at this moment, the mood that you're in, the energy that you're feeling, the vibe, who would you put on right now?
Who would I put on?
Right now.
Maybe a little Biggie.
Okay. All right. And what kind of mood is that?
I don't know. It depends what record I put on. But my mood, I'm just chilling. I'm just high and I'm just chilling.
And he's honest about it.
It's an honest.
Who would we have on the show the other night? But who was that? Mickey Howard.
Howard.
He was drunk off her ass.
He was hammered?
He wasn't hammered. She was way past that.
She was at a party when we called her.
Yeah. She was doing her Michael Jackson celebration.
Yeah. It was quite funny.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was packed out here.
Yeah, I know they closed down the city. All that.
Were you affected by it in the city and where you live?
I mean, not really, not where I live. I mean, it was mostly in the downtown LA area that they had it, but I mean, it was crazy, man, when it happened.
I had the problem with, I mean, I know all these people outpouring love is Michael Jackson, but a lot of people just say like a month ago, they wasn't feeling Mike, but now all of a sudden Mike is number one in the world again. It's like some hypocritical shit there for me.
I hear you, man. That's usually, that happens sometimes, though. Because they market it so much, you know what I mean? It's on everything. You know what I mean? Everyone's seeing it. Whereas if before, you have to pay for that. So people ain't, you know, they ain't paying.
Yeah, I mean, but as you know, the past decade, Mike was like the butt of all jokes. And I understand, you know, right now we celebrating his life and his lifetime achievements and whatnot. I have a hard time, you know, I haven't really watched the news or anything because I just didn't want to hear none of this stuff and see all these folks that are so-called Michael lovers now.
Yeah. You were talking shit about him before.
Right. It reminds me of actually a KRS-One lyric where in his song he was talking about, I'd rather have a few hip-hop heads behind me than 1 million of your fake fanatics behind me.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I mean, because that's what it looks like to me. All these folks.
Yeah, no, I can say it on that for sure.
How many songs have you done with KRS-One?
I did four songs with KRS-One.
Which ones?
I did on his Maximum Strength album, I did Rock Until the Morning, Pick It Up, and The Heat. And on his other album, Adventures in MC, and I did a song called Better and Better.
Okay. Wow.
Cool. Well, you know, I'm, it don't sound right, just saying, you know, I'm a KRS-One fan. Well, it does sound right, but, you know.
Sounds
right. Yeah, I'm just, you know, as...
You're a fanatic, right? Not a fanatic, but
you
like their music.
I like lyrics. He's
real, you know. He's a real artist.
Yeah, and I know he's coming out right now in a couple months with Buckshot. The first single's out, The Robot, whatnot. You know, I'm highly...
Yeah, the new project.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Highly anticipating that?
Yes, indeed.
The single?
No, the album.
Oh, the album. I don't know.
Yes.
It's supposed to be dope.
Yeah, well, I heard some of it on the net, and it's hot from what I've heard so far.
Yeah. Oh, you heard some stuff that's leaked?
Yeah, they leaked some stuff, and it's whoo.
Are you downloading it?
No, I'm not. You know, I don't know if you heard
I'm
about
to hear the, you see the show from prison.
Yeah, that British was a British lady who
British?
No, Minnesota. The woman in Minnesota who got sued by the record companies, and they made her a
was it 80,000 per download?
Yeah, 80,000 per song.
And she illegally downloaded.
Yeah, so they're getting
ripped. You have to pay how much?
She had to pay like $80,000 per song that she downloaded.
Per song.
That's good. People should buy the music that they want to listen to.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, for me, it sounds funny as somebody who used to download whatnot. But as I get older, I think it's real serious that. You know, when you got a music form that you know and love, that you support it. It's like I try to support live hip-hop shows also because, you know, these are artists that won't get any mainstream love. And so if you don't, if somebody don't show them some love, then they go away and we kind of get kind of what we have now. Just all mainstream, no diversity.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely got to support what you like.
No, I mean, because I hearing your style, like you're someone who is, I guess you want, for lack of a better word, underground. Although I think underground is just underground till a million people buy your
right.
records. Then,
and you're not underground.
Exactly. As soon as your bank account changes, basically.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, they're not underground no more. They're mainstream. But
he got money.
Right. I've never believed that.
Oh, okay. So, wait. I'm waiting for someone to call in to ask you a question or whatnot.
Well, I mean, you're getting blog love because everybody's Boston's in the house, Desi B in the house.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Cool.
Now
you go by Jazz.
What you say?
You go by Jazz.
I go by Jazz, yeah.
Okay. All right. And how long has Beatlock Productions been around?
It's been around for probably 4 years.
What made you decide to do Beatlock Productions?
Well, I figured, you know, instead of just doing everything freelance, you know, not linking it to anything, I figured I'd just start my own production company, you know, and do my own, you know, the music the way I want to do it.
That's what I'm talking about. Self-determination.
That's cool.
All right, well, I'm definitely going to be looking for you. I don't know. How can people, you have a website, MySpace, Facebook, how can people get in contact with you?
You can find me on MySpace, myspace.com/beatclock. And Facebook, I'm on Facebook under Desi Desmond, D-E-S-I-D-E-S-M-O-N-D.
Well, definitely, if we get any emails or late callers, we'll definitely send them to your page, send them your way.
Hold on. Beantown Rep It is asking, what city do you rep, Desi?
Revere. I love Revere. Beachmont.
Where's that at?
That's in Boston.
Oh, in Boston. Okay.
Okay.
I just live out here.
All right, well, since you said Boston, I don't know. Are you a basketball fan?
What is that?
Are you a b-ball man?
Yeah, Celtics, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I was going to ask you. I know your boys just picked up Rasheed Wallace.
It doesn't matter who's on the Celtics team. If I pick it, it's Celtics, Red Sox, Patriots.
All
right. You know? Those are my teams.
No comment.
Any teams from Boston, those are my teams. All right.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, do you think your boys got a chance of winning it this year?
Of course. How am I going to say no?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, but you know y'all picked up Rasheed Wallace, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. I mean, because I saw that and I was like, you know, because I'm looking at it like everybody picking up anybody but the Lakers winning it is good by me.
Oh, whatever.
That's where I'm at.
Whatever.
Sure, we'll see how it pans out.
Well, even see, I'm going to date myself here, but I'm from the days when everybody hated Boston. So it's kind of funny now that.
Those are still the days.
No, they wasn't that silver.
I hear a lot of haters.
Now, the Celtics, it was a different time, I guess.
Way back.
You're talking about the 80s.
Way back.
I was about to say, how old are you?
Hey, I'm in my 40s. So,
40.
I remember when, you know, the hood wasn't behind Boston. Just to say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I got dual citizenship. I'm Indiana, New Orleans. I'm split between my parents. So I'm an Indiana Pacers fan and a New Orleans Saints man.
That's what's up.
He mishmash.
Nah.
But now he's in San Diego.
Okay.
That's where you are now. You're up there, or what?
Yeah, I'm on the West Coast too. Well, we're on the West Coast. We're based in San Diego, but I'm still a Pacer, New Orleans Saints fan. Period. Although I was rooting for Boston because I
didn't want the Lakers to win.
No, I like Kevin Garnett in Jesus Shuttlesworth.
I don't know
how that is. Almost had it. Almost see what happens this year.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I was down with Paul Pierce, even though he destroyed my team 1 year in the playoffs, so we're not going to go there.
We're not going to go there.
Yeah. So I want to
get off on the show, Buck.
Thanks. They beat it.
All right.
I hated that. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm going to hit you up on the web, you know, because I want to keep in contact because I, of course, want to know about the new emerging hip-hop, and I like your sound, and I like to hear some other stuff from you. And
we'll definitely send you an invitation to the, pajama barbecue.
Yeah,
and so, you know, you can bring your honeys and your homies. Don't forget those homies.
Yeah, but extending you an invite anytime you want to call in, you know, something on your mind, whatnot.
Or if you're, you know, getting ready to drop a new single, you know, we can definitely help promote it on the show and play it and whatnot.
Video.
Hey, for sure, definitely.
And, you know, even to the artists that you're working with, you know, give us a call or shoot us an email. We'll be happy to have them on the show.
We got you.
We got you.
So when you break out that mixtape, though, I want to hear it.
For sure. I will let you guys know what I do.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you very much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Good night.
See you later.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right, man.
Cool, cool. All righty.
All right.
You're getting laid back.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with laid back.
Laid back.
Well, as always,
yeah.
I got to end the show on a bad note.
Oh, no.
I can't help it.
Why? Can't you bring it up in the beginning?
No.
And then we can pick it up from there.
Last time you was like, how you going to start the show off bad?
And then, or mix it in a little bit. Don't end it and start it like that. Put it right smack in the middle. And then we can move on and not have to end the show on sadness and sorrow.
I got to talk about some slavery.
Oh, no.
Goddamn Taliban.
Who are they enslaving?
They're buying children for suicide attacks. Yeah, they've been, you know.
Who's selling them?
Well, I guess what they do is they get little kids as young as 11, and they hold a training center for them. And they prepare them for suicide bombing. And they sell them, once they've been trained, they sell the children to the Taliban, well, whatever, I ain't got to say y'all goddamn name, right? $6,000 to $12,000 each.
And use them for bombing?
Yep.
Suicide bombing.
Suicide bombing. You know.
Kids.
Yeah, I hear these dudes, they talk, we revolutionaries, you know, we for a cause, blah, 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 blah. But you ain't upholding your religion if you buying and selling children for your cause. It's one thing if it's adults and they believe what you're talking and that's what they down with. But little fucking kids, come on. Y'all some bastards. And that's not... I'm sorry. I can't. You know, it's terrible. You buying and selling children, slavery, train them, brainwashing them for the cause that you punk ass adults ain't down for. It's always these little kids that they have blowing people up, whatnot. But y'all not down for it, cause y'all the trainers. Y'all ain't out there blowing up.
I know. I don't see you out there.
Yeah.
You're training somebody else to do it for you.
Right.
What kind of shit is that?
And I'm saying, what part of love and religion and peace and love is that about? I don't know. I don't see what the redeeming factor is in this.
Yeah.
And I never will.
Yeah.
And I go to my grave never getting it.
I don't get it either.
Or endorsing.
But on that note, we want to thank you for tuning in. Send in your topics. You can email us at
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
And to stay up to date, text the word smooth drama to 41411 from your mobile device. And this is Butta Pecan and Dick Haga signing out. We'll see you on Tuesday night. Good night, y'all.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.